putting together a number of students that Rav gave over the years. Learned it 1 year in Yeshiva for many years in extensive career. But there's a lot of different ideas, so I try to take one idea and see how it expands. The idea, I think, is well known, but the Rav's development is very interesting of it. That's the Chanukah and the Mitzvah of Lachas near Chanukah. There's a double aspect. One is the Maisa Mitzvah of Lacha, and the other is a Kima Mitzvah of Pirsum Anet. Now, first Lacha that we want to mention for this, the Rambam in Teres Gimel, Milchus Chanukah, Halacha Gimel, Rambam writes, We said that they were stuck in the 8 days, made some for the hour, and the mitzvah to light the candle for every night. But the Rav said because of these two aspects, these two kingdoms of the mitzvah. First of all, the Rambam at the beginning of Halacha says, "Ma'bikim ve'ma neiroi b'cholayla b'olayla b'shmanes ha'levis l'haris v'magalis v'nef." This is the kingdom of Halacha pierced on nef. At the end of Halacha, Rambam repeats it. He says, "Halacha nef ben mitzvah divrei sefrim." To see some of the separate mitzvah of a ma'isa Halacha, like the mitzvah three of Megillah. This leads us to the second makor for this concept, the makor is Rashi in the Rambam in Shabbat and Gemara. The Gemara says, Shana Abba, the year after the Nes, Chagum, Yom Tov, V'Hallel, V'Hodah. The Korea, the following year, Hallel and Hodah. Now Rashi learns Hallel simply, there's a mitzvah to say Hallel on Hanukkah. And Hodor, Rashi interprets to me, you say, Alan Nisim in Birchas Hamozim. Birchas Hador, Alan of Birchas Hador, Birchas Hamozim, say Alan Nisim. The Rambam, in this very Halacha, Halacha Gimel, where he's paraphrasing that right, so, in the Lord's Highness, the Rambam writes, Nei Zeh, Timo Chacham, Shabbos Hador, Shiv Shemon, Es Yom Ha'elu, Shavot, Mechati, Bechislei, Yemei Simcha Ba'alel, First of all, the Rambam added Simcha, we don't have an aspect. Family has Simcha, and he said, Parallel. And my people may not know, it's Rebel, six by five, for I have a son of the Rebel, it's Mahalis and the light of candles, Mahalis and Mahalis and Net. So apparently, from the Rambam, the Rambam interpreted the word Hazor. In the Gemara says, the Shon Abba, Chavum, the Yomtov, the Hazor of Hazor, the Rambam interpreted the word Hazor as meaning Havlokas HaNeir. That you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes by lighting the neighbor. Because he's calling the bright, because they were purveying Chafet Kislev, you may think of the Halel, Uma, if you met my neighbor, it's the Halel, it's Lagalas HaNes. So the Rambam, paraphrasing the bright stuff, he places the word Hodor in the Gemara with the mitzvah, the Mavik neighbor, the Halel, Lagalas HaNes. In fact, the Rambam is much better than Rashi, because the Gemara starts off that particular Gemara on Shabbos, Chafal from the Beis. The Gemara asks, my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? And then the Gemara quotes the Bryce, the son of Abonon, that the Beis was a problem in the Yibonim, and then they had a problem with the Menorah, they found them in Tash Yemen, and lasted 8 days, and then they were Korea, Bahalel, Bahizot, that's the Bryce. So the way Rashi learns, the Gemara never answers. The Lord never mentioned the myth of lighting the candle. The whole story was that it was a mess with the menorah, And in all quotes the Zeitzer that the Tata was a mess in the Nindari, right? And which in the Shon Abo, they would convey the Halal Goyzo, the Ashram Tao mean Tao, and how Zo means the Tao and Nisim, here's a Samozin, Nika Chosim and Afeik, the Zeitzer never mentioned that the Mitzvah to light candles, not as Nika Chosim and Afeik. So according to the Rambam, it's very good, because when it was noticed, when the Zeitzer said, the following year after the mess, they would convey the Halal Goyzo, Halal Goyzo, and Hodor means I know the Kodesh Baruch Hu by lighting the candle. Lighting the candle is not just a mitzvah tadlaka, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tadlaka, I know this. So, the Rambam is very good from Shad Mikamor that the Hodor means tadlaka tamed. That's the fact. One of the last halakas in the Rambam is also explained this and so. The Rambam Perek Zalim from Chanukah, Rosh Yudbeis, he writes as follows. Mitzvah Nei Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admoni. It's a very precious mitzvah, the Nei Chanukah. The Torah Adam Lidoi Bar Kedei Lahudia Hanes, Lahosif Vishera Hakeel, Lahudoi Bar Anitim Shah Solom. The person is careful with it, explain the Nes, he knows it to add the Shevach of Hashem, and he molded him for the Nisim Shalom. No, who are him or Mashi? Yochal, or Menach Sopo, Shalom, or from Tzitzim, or Chet Shalom, the neighbors from Lapa. Even if he's poor, he has nothing to eat. He should go ask people. Sopo, sell his clothing by Shem neighbors to be Lapa. Yes. So Rambam, in this new Alokha, that there's a chiyuv even for an ani who doesn't have any money to go borrow money and do mitzvahs. Now Chanukah, which is an unusual halacha, because usually the Gemara says mitzvahs that say, "I'm a vav for the love of my vav is of the yeres and mechomish." Gemara says the person shouldn't spend more than 20% of his my financial assets on a mitzvah. More than 20% is a source, part, the raisa. Mitzvahs that say the raisa. Wouldn't come as a person. You hear the Rambam Paskin that even if I had zero money, I'm a chuyuf to go and get money for the neighbor of Chanukah. So the Rambam's mokar is the Mishnah Navid Sochim, which has this unusual din by Abba Kosos. It says that little honey should be given before Kosos. And the Rambam learned that other Shemuel families, the Kabbalah from the Goyim, that the Mishnah is not just telling me Allah that Tamchut should give on Pesach to the poor people who die for Habakkuk. The Mishnah is actually saying that the Zechir, like Hakat, the Gavra of the Ani, the poor person himself is Mechir in Habakkuk, even though it's Yosef Mechomesh. She doesn't have any money to buy the wine, and normally the public Mishnah says Yosef Mechomesh. But Habakkuk is just the Rambam. Expanded the halacha of agriculture to Nechanim. And apparently, what's the common denominator? The common denominator is that both agriculture shall yayin. And Nechanukah is a mitzvah pisim anet. Because in agriculture shall yayin, you're mafaz in the net of the tears of sight, part of the Mississippi tears of sight. And Nechanukah, Nehru Chanukah, is a key mitzvah being mafaz in the net. And the mitzvah being mafaz in the net, there's no tour of chomish. Who is even to take money, sell your clothing in order to do it. And here the Rambam added the words in this halacha perzal, looking at bain, in this din of going out and getting money to buy name of Hanukkah, even if he's penniless, the Rambam added, Kitzok Adam in Zoriba, Kizay, Rahodiya Hanet, Rahosis, the Sherach Hakel, Rahodoriba, and he's Mishat Alogan. Rambam writes with Favish that the reason you have to go and get the money and go by Neir Chanukah is to display the nest, and through this, give Shevach and Hodor to Hashem, Al-Nitim Shah Salam. So you see that part of Pirsim Anet is not just to tell people about the nest, but rather part of the nest, the Anet, but also another dimension of Pirsim Anet, that through the Neir Chanukah, we're molding and we're giving Shevach to Kodesh Baruch. So that's different to the Gemara's Lush. The Gemara says, the Shana Abor, Kavum, the author, the Halel, the Hodor. Halel, we simply say Halel for 8 days. But Hodor, according to the Rambam, means the right neighbor's time. That's not like he said in Perek Gimel. In Perek Gimel, he just said, La Halel to Megalos the next. He didn't mention the word being Moses. But here in Perek Dalet, you say, already says that to be most, you're being most the Sheva Hakel, the Hodoya Law, and Nishi Shavu, that this is the theme of being most of saying, of giving Hodor Sheva for Hodor Hashem.
According to Rashi, there'd be no din that an Ami should sell his clothing in the year of Hanukkah?
No, no, there's no mocha for it, according to Rashi, right? So the Rav wanted to give a little more heaven to this last halacha in the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah. Meiros Hanukkah is such a tremendously precious mitzvah that it's mechayev a person to go and borrow money to do the mitzvah. Normally it's part of even children. Other mitzvahs, the apostle, is there's no, you don't have the money. Here you have. He wants to say, because in the Bein Sadiq Goyim, in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Bein Sadiq Goyim, the mitzvah Nun Tet, he speaks about the mitzvah of giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so he mentioned that it has to do with the mitzvah of an exactly the self in Israel. And giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim, for a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, we're being Mekayim a mitzvah of an exactly the Kiddush Hashem, of making God's name holy. So we know that in Kiddush Hashem, in certain places, you hold the Val Yavo, tremendously chomer mitzvah, and this is very chomer. In certain cases of Kiddush Hashem, you hold the Val Yavo. Rather, this is not the whole Val Yavo. It's a different aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to give Sheva, but because it's somehow included in that general mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so that's why in this particular mitzvah, giving Sheva to Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's no Tour of Chomish. There's no Tour of Chomish. Tour of Chomish applies to other mitzvahs of faith. But this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it has a Chumrah and the Tzurim, even Isser, and the Torah from the Averis in the Torah winds up somehow in Kiddush Hashem. That was the Zorah, the Reich, the Zomim, the Tzul Hashem, the Fahesia, whatever. If somehow a mitzvah becomes an Avera, Kiddush Hashem, all of a sudden the new Chumrah in an Avera, the Yehoreh Bar Yavah. So the same way, in a parallel fashion, mitzvahs that say, normal mitzvahs that say, I'm a Chuyim to spend only up to Chodesh. Of course, he's more than Chodesh out of Tour. However, the mitzvahs are saying, Kiddush Hashem, there's a chumrah to spend even your last penny for this mitzvah are saying. Not only your last penny, to go out and get money from other people in order to do this mitzvah are saying. So therefore there's a chiv on the Rambam, to go and get money from anybody in order to do the mitzvah of their time. Another point that the Rambam made in this halacha, now in his day, because some of the Mayor mentioned also, the Rambam said, Tzach Adam, Mizayabah, This Gerov writes about in Sefer also, that this Gerov has asked a big kasha. He wants to know, normally the Gemara also says, Hidra mitzvah shlish the mitzvah. That normally the Hadra mitzvah is supposed to spend a third more than the basic price. If the basic esri course is raised $3 to get a kosher esri, I should spend an extra dollar, a shlish, in order to get a nicer esri, make it $4. So, he asked the kasha, this Gerov, you have the constant paper, you have where we find Mahajim and the Mahajim, you have much more to swish. Because every night I add another candle, so I'm going up 100%. From the first night to the second night, most of the Mahajim, most people. So it's a hidden mitzvah. So a hidden mitzvah is always out of swish for mitzvah. All of a sudden here, we have a new day, a hidden mitzvah, which from day one to day two is already 100% more. I'm doubling the whole expense. In order to a hidden mitzvah, we never found a hidden mitzvah more than a shlish. But this is Rav's problem. So, the Rav said, that's our test. You see here in this last halacha in the Rambam, and the Rambam writes, mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah Chaviva Admol, Shachar Mizayukah, they have a hodiyah and that, for a hosiv, for the hosiv, the Shevach HaKeil. But the Rambam is saying that being Moses in the Shevach, which Ner Chanukah produces, is part of the kiyum of Ner Chanukah. No. Normally, a hip of mitzvah is a separate kiyum. In other words, if I can be Yotzei Esrei for the $3 Esrei, and I go and I buy, instead of a $3, I spend another shlish, I spend $4. That is my mitzvah to the Esrei is a better mitzvah, according to the law. It's just I have another kiyum, a separate kiyum on mitzvah, called Zekei Levan Zei. Now, I'm a harder mitzvah, and do mitzvahs in a nice way. So it's a kiyum gavra that I show you, Zekei, these are four mitzvahs. But the basic mitzvah of the Esrei is the same, whether it's a $3 Esrei, or $4 Esrei, or $50 Esrei. Same basic kiyum on mitzvah of Esrei. That doesn't change. The only thing that changed was a separate kiyum of Zekei Levan Zei, on Zei Levan Zei. However, in Ner Chanukah, since the mitzvah is piercing my neck, and the piercing my neck involved giving Shevach plus Hashem, so he made a reference to Purim, Pesach. And Pesach, and if you see it's Messiah, we say, called a Mava Reza Meshuvah. So being Mava in the people you see it's Messiah, giving more Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not accepted Mitzvah Zek Heli Van Zeh, I do Mitzvah Nightmare. No, and the basic key of the Tippi Tiers Messiah of the Shevach is in truth, to call a Mava Reza Meshuvah. So every time I add more Tippi Tiers Messiah, or more Hallel, or more Shevach, or more Shevach Meshuvah, is the key itself getting to be a bigger Mitzvah, the Tippi Tiers Messiah. The same thing Ner Chanukah. Since Ner Chanukah is not just a mitzvah to have luck, and it's not just a mitzvah to tell people about the Ner, but by doing all of this, I'm giving Shevach for Zohar to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that I appreciate what he did, and I'm giving him praises. So therefore, any Hosafah, call her Mava Reza Meshuvah. So therefore, the Hosafah Neir of Chanukah, between Mahadrin, and Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, is the key in the very etzem mitzvah of Neir of Chanukah itself. The key of Neir of Chanukah itself is more b'shlemi. Therefore, there's no shum of switch. The shum of switch, as the law mentions, the hiddur mitzvah is only when it's a separate hiddur. When the hiddur is part of kufikol mitzvah atzma, especially in Shevach or Zohar Hashem, kolamah reza meshuvah, so therefore the rabbi there's no limit of switch. We go 100%. 800%, and then 8 nights that are lighting one candle, we light 8 candles. 8 times, 800%.
There's also the halacha
that
the Ani sells his
clothing today. Yes, therefore the Ani Sameach and the Rosh Tzedek. Since the Rambam quotes this in the halacha, that the Ani should sell his clothing, most of Mrs. Ner Chanukah, the Rambam is talking writing that the Ani should sell his clothing to do Mahajim, Hajim, Mahajim. And also another thing, it comes out according to this, that it's almost a chiv. Because you say, call a mab or raise a mishubah. So it's almost a chiv. In other words, someone who's in the doctor can mix this, must do this. Because why should someone do the most basic and just be young? So you want to do a mitzvah, which is, so it's almost a chiv. It's more than simply being a hit or mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam right. You just have to sell your clothing to do Mahajim, Mahajim, and Mahajim. Yeah, this is a very important point, that Hindu mitzvah and Hanukkah is a special key. So it's almost a chiyu. It helps in certain shayas. Now, the Rav also said that another marker for the concept is in the actual Kotera. In the original headline that Rambam wrote at the beginning of Hilchus Chanukah. Here the Rambam writes in this Kotera, it's a very strange thing. He writes, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh v'Chlolon, Shtei Mitzvot Asei, V'Divrei Sofrim, V'Einu Min Amin. The laws of Megillah v'Chanukah have two Mitzvot Asei and Mitzvot, which are not part of the 630 Mitzvot Asei. Right, seems clear enough. However, if you go through the four chapters, you're struck by a tremendous omission. Because in Tevet Gimel, of Hilchos Chanukah, after just beginning discussing Chanukah, the Rambam makes a tangent, and he mentions that the Mitzvah say Hallel in Chanukah, and then he spends, 10 halachas or so, almost the whole period, discussing the whole halachas of Hallel. So all the Dinam of Hallel, and the Yom Tov, Shchodesh, how you say Hallel, etc., etc. All of this he has in the Hilchos Chanukah. Now, to say Hallel on Yom Tov, to say Yishchodesh, or that Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, this is, well, I'm bound. This is right. Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvah, Rishon, that saying Hallel, Chutzim, outside the Beit Midrash, is on the Mitzvah Rabbana. But Chiyav Rabbana. That's the Shon Mitzvah Rabbana, because it's a Hallel, Chiyav Rabbana. So it's a Mitzvah Rabbana. And the Rambam calls all the Halachas here in the Chutz Chanukah. So why isn't the Rambam, the Rambam is not being bashful. He's saying, I'm counting Mitzvah Rabbana in the Koseres, in his headline. He should have said, Hilchot Megillah B'Chanukah, Yeis B'Chololon, Shalosh Mitzvot HaSein Mitzvot HaSein from Ein Min HaMin. He should have said, I'm going to discuss it. He's Halachot Megillah B'Chanukah. Three Mitzvot Mitzvot HaBona. I'm going to discuss Megillah, Chanukah, and Halach. Could he discuss all the Halachot of Halach and Sukkot, Pesach, and whatever. So, this is Mitzvot HaBona too. Why does the Rambam leave out? He says, Yeis B'Chololon, Shtein Mitzvot HaSein. Mr. Tuvah said, Ben, Megillah, and Hanukkah. Okay. So the Lord said like this, because since the key of Nehru's Hanukkah is Hallel, it's really Hallel. It's Shevach Rozara. So when he said, so in the mitzvah, he said, yes, same mitzvah, same. There's a mitzvah of Megillah, Purim. And then there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah, which is really Hallel. So Hallel includes within it the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So he doesn't have to count Chanukah and Hallel as two separate mitzvahs to Rabbanon. One mitzvah to Rabbanon, giving of saying Hallel, Shevach Hashem, Anitzim, and Yeshua is the mitzvah. Part of that mitzvah is to light candles. Most of the year when I say Hallel, I say the words. And on Chanukah, besides saying the words of Hallel, I give Hallel to Kodesh Baruch Hu by lighting the menorah. So therefore, the Rambam actually counts and he merges it into one mitzvah, mitzvah bon.
Isn't there also mitzvah of Ma'at Hadlach?
There is a mitzvah of Ma'at Hadlach, but the Kiyum is a Kiyum Hallel. Kiyum is a Kiyum Hallel. Yes.
The
Pierce Manet I mentioned.
Yeah, but there's also.
I mean, the simple mitzvah of Ma'at Hadlach. Yeah. Right. The simple mitzvah of Ma'at Hadlach is not. This doesn't need to explain.
The
Kiyum. Right. Even the Ma'at Hadlach might be a Kiyum. Right. So whoever always said that in the Happy Sabbath, the Rav says that the Rambam focuses on the Kiyum, the real central Kiyum, rather than all the nice and mystery, the Shubra, the Tzilum. Right. Okay. And I think he said it about him, he's Jewish. Why the Rambam said that you have to do more than the Chumash for this Pirsum HaNes, the Shevach, or Zal HaShem. Because since it's because of the Nes, you're giving Shevach from Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisim, it burns more than one night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Nes, he went beyond the Shear. The Shear in nature, that should only burn one night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it burn for 8 nights. So our response is that we'll spend more money than the Shear. Shear normally is banned the Chomesh. But since this mitzvah, the Aris of Galus HaMeth, because Baruch Hu went out of his way to go beyond what he should have done in Tavna. So we often do more. Normal mitzvahs are say, we only spend the Chomesh. But since this mitzvah is say, for Galus HaMeth, so we spend even money we don't have. Oh. So now, according to this, is enough. In Halacha L'maisa. There's a long discussion in the Kivegel, and the Shmuel also brings it down. There's a big problem whether you make a bracha, the Shmuel also speaks about this, you make a bracha on the Hidr Mitzvah. You make a bracha on the Hidr Mitzvah. So, we all know the Mashal that let's say I shook a Reuven Eshek, which was great, $25, cheaper. Then later I see someone has $100 Reuven Eshek. So I go and I tell him, give me a Reuven, I don't want to shake it. So, you make a bracha on a Hidr Mitzvah. Or not. So there's a whole discussion. So, the thing is, what about Nehru's Chanukah? Someone's not home, his wife lights for him. So Gemara says, he's happy that he's young, his wife lit the candle. He comes home late, he wants the light. So we light later on, and we basically only do the mitzvah of ma'adrin. Never cholecha b'yach. We let you to the basic mitzvah of ne'erishu b'yach, which is why it's listed. Everyone comes home, and once you hit the mitzvah, never cholecha b'yach. Every person should have his own camp. It's only hit the mitzvah for you. You make a bracha, and it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah zula, and says you shouldn't, the mitzvah actually said you should not make a bracha. He said, only make up with your wife before she's going to like to say 5 o'clock. You're going to come home at 11 o'clock at that, very late. And one of the young people is at 5 o'clock lighting the system is better than mine. So then he says, you have no, so you can come home at 11 o'clock, you can light, but you cannot make a bracha, because it's only a hit of mitzvah. Well, if you tell your wife that she should not be machana to be yoytze, it's known to you, you're machana not to be yoytze with her, then when you come home later, you won't yoytze. So you make a bracha on the basis of mitzvah. That's what he likes. But can they go also speak that? Not to make a bracha on this. However, the Rav said that that's made the other, an other mitzvah to the Hizm mitzvah. I think of moving Esther later, a second time, a third time. Because as we said before, doing the Hizm mitzvah in general is only a zekher ibad vei. Just chavivah is a mitzvah. It's not a basic key. However, maybe it's Hanukkah, lahotiyah, lagalat hametz, or l'shevach lahotah l'ashem. So here the Mahajan is part of the Kima of Ner Hanukkah. So therefore, they say, the Rav says, and the father says, that you could make a bracha on the family. The Rav says that it's Hesem of Chaim. That the Chaim has, you could make a bracha on the Hizm mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. It's a very important stuff, because I know a lot of, many times the Talmidim ask Mamish the Shaila, what they should do for just answering it today. Says that his mother would like for him at home at 5 o'clock. He will first be able to light candles much later when he finishes class. So what should he do? 5 o'clock is a much better zman. According to Rambam, that's the only zman. If you light later on, then you bring your first relying on a sheet of the reed and place. Nowadays, you don't have to keep the zman of the gemara. Light later on. As the Rambam never called it the sheet of the reed. Rambam writes, you have to do only the original zman. It's just kishkacha, no? The cholera minashok. Rambam writes, it's chati shah. From a lot of people, it's only chati shah. So if he had a 5 o'clock lighting, if he does his sheet with the Rambam, it's a very important thing. However, he wants to light later on, and he comes back to his room, and he makes a bracha. You can have it both ways. If he does say 5 o'clock, Mary should say so, he's facing this with somebody else. And then later on, he's going to hit the mitzvah, Melo Kalecho, he light himself. He wants to make a bracha. He feels funny lighting the name of Santa Kaleda without a bracha. Have not to be yoytze. So according to the laws, the Chaim, he said, the Shem of Chaim, his father, that you can have the advantage both ways. You can be yoytze at 5 o'clock in the Zman of the Rambam, who merits you pay, so you can get the basic kiyum, and then when you write later on yourself, you're getting again a kiyum of Ner Chanukah mamash. Because if you most of the Shevach HaKel, the kiyum of Ner Chanukah mamash, and therefore you can make a bracha second time. Yeah. Also, for example, there's another Naskamina. This Naskamina is a servant of the Rav, right? He may be sometimes. What's he might? For example, the question is a Birchas Haroah. So, Birchas Haroah, someone who's not going to light candles, if you see someone else's candles, make a Birchas Haroah. Let's say, he makes a Shasim, he doesn't say, Laham is a Shasim. Let's say, he sees a Ner Mahatrin, but he doesn't see, he sees someone's candles in the window, but he's only seeing the Mahat, he's only seeing because the first candle already went back. In other words, when I light candles, generally, let's say I'm lighting 6 candles, the first candle is the basic key. The next 5 are Mahat. So let's say someone sees, someone is passing by, he's not going to light names, kind of, but whatever the reason is. And he doesn't see the basic candle. The basic candle went out already, he just sees the Mahat. You make a shot for Nisan. So, according to the law, there's no question that you certainly can, because the kiyum of Pirsa Manet, or the Hizu Mitzvah of the extra candles, is Gufish of Neiruz Chanukah. It's not Stami Hizu Mitzvah of the Alma, for the Chet of Neiruz Chanukah Mamish. So, the Chet of the Neir, whether it's the first Neir of Neiruz Ubeta, or the additional Neiruz of Ma'ajin, will have the same Kaloy Shem Neiruz Chanukah, the full Neir Chanukah, the Chol of Rosh. So therefore, you can certainly make a bit of a
this lady writes, even according to the Rama and the Gemara, Psuas and Shemanim, Shein of Leaking and the Shabbat, Shein of Leaking and the Hanukkah, that's only the Gabe, the Iker Nair. Or if it's in Hadjian Nair, or if it's like, you could certainly like, even those Psuas and Shemanim, Shein of Leaking and the Shabbat, would disregard the source of that, maybe
it would be wrong. Yeah, I think it would.
You wouldn't be able to make such a claim.
Right. Gotcha. The Beitai family is saying, the way he's saying it, only the Beis family is saying that the other neighbors are just the king of the Maisad Laka. So it's the Hidden Mitzvah for Maisad Laka of additional candles. But the Beis Kimo, here's some of that, is only the first candle. So therefore, the Kostas Akakura could switch between, or the Tzidot Ishmanim, Shama Chachamim could switch between the first and the other, according to Rav. No, the same Chetzah Shom Mitzvah, the same. Now, another marker for the idea of Pirsum and Ness is in the fact we make two brachas. First bracha Shekishon Ulahad of Nehru Shokhanaka, and then we make a bracha Shatan Nitzin. So the bracha Shatan Nitzin is clearly a bracha because of the net. Right. Now, it's not just that the Ner Chanukah reminds me that there was a net, but they should also need for example, the Gemara says that Haroa Mach Shanaat Anitam Abishenu Mavach Shanaat Anitam Abishenu Mavach Mazzeh. He goes to the Yazen, you see the place where Yeshua ben Nun walks over with the Jews, the Yazen is split. So he should say, Baruch Shal Tisma Adesan, welcome on there. So, you could say, see a Nech Hanukkah. The Nech Hanukkah reminds me there once was a Nech, that's a long time ago there was a Nech. I say, so this time I'm looking at my name, because my name is there. So, but that's not true. Wait, it's not just that the Ner Chanukah reminds me, and therefore I say Baruch Hashem. The Ner Chanukah itself is the piercing of the net. So I say Shasta Nitzin, and I see the Ner Chanukah, the rose, he sees the Ner Chanukah, and he says Shasta Nitzin, he's saying it's how on the net. This Ner is the Chetzah of the Shasta Nitzin, because this Ner is the Ner which is a Chetzah of Shevach Hashem. The Ner itself is Meshaveach, it gives you Shevach Barzal Hashem, and the Shas and Nisim is part of that team of Shevach Barzal Hashem, which is Mechetzah, which is a result of this Chetzah of Ner Chanukah. It's much better than just Roh and Mokum Shanaas of Bar Nisim. It's not such a reminder. It is itself, the Pirsum and Ness itself. Now, with this idea, we understand the fact that the Taisha is so good for this. You don't even understand why you even raise the issue. The Tosfos on the Gemara must be right near Chanukah. You see, near Chanukah, start with Baruch Shasa Nisim. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, Tosfos says, the Shal Mitzvot, the Mula of the Sukkah, lo tekimu lebaruch lerova. And again, near Chanukah, the Shal Chivut HaNes. Other mitzvot, like Mula of the Sukkah, one is not getting the Birchot lerova, but near Chanukah, they do because of Chivut HaNes. Chorus, a mamish of Pelotig, which I just don't know why would the Havamim and Tosfos ask for the Sukkah men both. What would the Havamim and Tosfos want to know? If I see a room of a Sukkah, I should make a Birchot HaRoah? So, the Chorus, Shad is, at least by Sukkah, and the Mulut, I don't know, but Sukkah, the Chorus, Shad is like this, Mosh, Mishnah understands, also says, why do you think the Sukkah Laman Yeger does a Seichet? Keep the Sukkah say Shakti. So, in Sukkah itself, reminds me that there was a Yisrael Messiah, that there was a net, Sukkot Meshavti, in the Midbar. So, that's apparently Tosfos' question. He said, if I look at a Sukkah, I'm supposed to remember the Man Yehudah, the Seichem, keep the Sukkot Meshavti, I'm supposed to remember Yisrael Messiah, I should say Shoshan Yisrael, like I come to a Mokkah. So now I'm supposed to have this Mokkah, that the Yahweh. Reminds me, I know my Jewish history, and I like archaeology, and I like geography, so I remember, oh, here's where Yeshua ben Nun caught the Yad. I get excited, I say, Shasta Nisim, it's a Birchot HaRoah. got excited. I see something else that got me excited. I can see a strange animal. The whole Pesach Tichas Tavola. Things that make people excited. Because the Shev of Hashem. So Pesach says, you see a Sukkim, don't get excited. Remember, you see a Sukkim. Tyson says, no, it's not true. It's different than the guy with Tyson's answer. Tyson says, according to the law, Tyson says that in Sukkah it's just a reminder. He's a Sukkah, and my answer is Techem, reminds me, and the Hanami, the Jew took out of the Sukkah, and the Sukkah took care of him. However, it's a Chesah, the Sukkah is not a Chesah which exists for Pierce from a Nest. Now, Shein came, the name is Hanukkah, and that Hanukkah says it's Sukkah. You should leave it for that. It doesn't mean that this net is more special than that net. So one net, the other net, they're all the Kodesh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Seder. No, the chiluk is that the name of Hanukkah, the chest of that Hanukkah itself is piercing the net. That's what it exists. It exists to give piercing the net. It exists in order for us to give Shevach Hashem through the net. May I say Shasta Nisim? This is Machayis. I'm not saying Shasta Nisim because this net reminds me what happened and I got excited over the historical events which happened years and years ago. I'm saying that Sha'at and Nisim, because in this Ner Hanukkah itself, I'm seeing the Shevach Ha'izah Hashem for the net. That's Machai means to participate in the Shevach Ha'izah with the Sha'at and Nisim. In fact, I once heard a shiur from a Gershon Zach, the son of Bachi, he was trying to say that the Sha'at and Nisim makes me a Mavlik. Makes me a Mavlik. But that's what he's saying. But in any event, the Rav said that the Sha'at and Nisim makes me a participant in the pierce of my net of the net. That this net exists in the net, and that's a fundamental field that I've looked at Ner Hanukkah in the net, the same Shas Nisim are participating in the key of pierce of my net, through the net. That's why, for example, well, contrary to a lot of other people, I don't know, contrary to the rabbis in America, the Rav is very opposed to all, any kind of pierce of my net, and Drachas especially, which didn't fit exactly to the halacha of Ner Hanukkah. That the only time you can say a Sha'at and Nisim is at the chest of Ner Hanukkah. But not down, we do something to get excited on Hanukkah about the history of Hanukkah. So in those days, we used to have every year Hanukkah bond rally in Madison Square Garden. 25,000 people would come together for the Israeli bond, and six ceremonies, they would light the menorah in Madison Square Garden. But he said no, because that another big mistake that the Rav is that to have a Ner Hanukkah, it has to be in a bank. Because the Gemara said, Ner should be so, Mitzugah, and Yamin, the Ner Hanukkah must know. So the Rav always said, you cannot have a Ner Hanukkah unless it's in somebody's bank, unless it's in a person's place. Otherwise, well, the whole Sugya, Achtanoi, if it gets in someone's house, the whole problem the Gemara has, that he can ever participate. A person who doesn't have a bias, who is not shocked to this bias in terms of living there, cannot light Hanukkah candles. The custom of Hanukkah needs a bias, it's like a mezuzah. Mezuzah without a bias, it's not a mezuzah, it's just a kisser kaitish. Shem mezuzah is only the mezuzah namish on the bias. There's also a lot of stuff about that. So, Neir Hanukkah also, we don't put a Neir Hanukkah by a bias, it's not a Neir Hanukkah. So, Neir Hanukkah of Madison Square Garden, or Neir Hanukkah on the George Washington Bridge, or the Tri-Fall Bridge, or this bridge, or that bridge, is a construct of nothing. And the Rav is not even piercing the neck. Not only can't you make a bracha, but then have a Chal Hashem Ner Hanukkah, the Rav said, you can't, it's not even called piercing the neck. Because piercing the neck can only be done through where the Chazal and Mesakim. The Chazal only Mesakim is the Neir Hanukkah. The Rav said, the Sichach, the Rambam writes, because I've said that I've mentioned before, but the name that is Kinu, the most of God, I think I'm a neighbor, I'll pitch that button, that's the definition, the whole lot of the Lila, the house of God, the house of Rambam gives you only one way, the house of God, the net. It doesn't say you make Hanukkah parade, or Hanukkah plays, or Hanukkah concerts, there's only one way the house of God, the net, is by lighting neighbor's Hanukkah, I'll pitch that button, by the fight. Well, that is not a Chalosh Shem Ner Hanukkah. Of course, it's not even piercing the net. It's nothing. Certainly, you can't make a bracha. The bracha is part of the key of piercing the net, which has to be the chesed of the net. So really, so once we went so far, we got into a new shaila about the bracha of Sha'at Nisim. The shaila was, if the bracha of Sha'at Nisim a pichas ha-mavnik or a pichas ha-low. For the first gland, Mar says, hello and that chanukah, chayim a bowl of shas and isis. So the bichas is a pichas ha-low, if someone sees it. Now, when I light chanukah candle, why do I make a shas and isis? Because I also see it. I'm not making the shas and isis in the first mavnik. I'm not flirting anybody walking on the street to see the chanukah, should say shas and isis. So, according to him, and he said, oh, so that's one possibility. It's a bichas ha-low. Another possibility is, when I'm mavlik, the shas and isis then becomes a bichas ha-mavlik. As it was a nice ad-lokit. Which then means that it could even be called a bichas ha-mitzvah. A bichas ha-mitzvah. A mitzvah ad-lok. So, the machlokit ha-rishon. Rav said, the two machlokit ha-rishonim, which are fully a zubazulam. This particular rishon. One machlokit ha-rishonim is, put down the guard's mind in this. One machlokit ha-rishonim is, when do you say the bircha shas and nisim? Do you say the bircha shas and nisim before you mavlik, or do you say the bircha shas and nisim after the havlok? So for example, the first night, that's like one candle, so according to one opinion in Rishonim as I make, the havlik, shas and nisim, shachiyanu, and then I laugh. According to another opinion in Rishonim, I say the havlik, and then I laugh, and I say shas and nisim, shachiyanu. That's one machlokit. There's another machlokes about the Allah of Bichas Halo. Bichas Halo, as Mar says, Halo Nechanach Chayav Baruch. So some Rishonim say, look, anybody who sees a Nechanach, the first time you see a Nechanach, you should say Shas and Nisim. Some Rishonim say, no, only if you're never going to light this night. You're not going to light. You see a Nechanach, you should say Shas and Nisim. However, someone who will light should not say Shas and Nisim. You didn't be able to go. He should wait until he's mavlik. That's what he's showing. It's a machlokes. Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi says, Bicha Tavoa, Shalom Hidlik Adayin, O Yoshe Petrin. So, Shalom Hidlik Adayin means you don't know. He didn't want it. When he died, they didn't want to say, Yoshe Petrin, Yoshe Petrin, the love that means. That means I'm Queen Elizabeth. You know, it's a bit of a bias. Yoshe Petrino means that I'm a logo. Some crazy reason that a logo is the night of Hanukkah. And in the same logo is the whole night. So he's never going to come home. He has no bias. He's a Yoshe Petrino. He's a homeless person. He's living in a logo. He will never come home. He has no bias. So he will never be mavlik. So Rashi says, someone will never be a mavlik. He should say, Shas and Nisim. Machlokes from that end of the Rashi, Yoshe Petrino, and also the beginning, so Hidlik Adayin, it's Mashma, but if he will be Mavlik later, he should wait and say Shas and Nisim later on.
He should say Hidlik Adayin. He's done to it.
Okay, it's a Mashma from the Rashi. I like that. So Yoshe Petrino certainly will never like Yoshe Petrino. In fact, I would think clearly, based upon the way the Rav learned the Rashi, was seen with a guy in a car. Then Hanukkah night, driving a car. There's a car, considered a bias, but I love his name is Hanukkah. The car is called the Mezuzah, not a bias in Mezuzah. So I don't know if it's a bias for Hanukkah. But anyway, let's think. What about an airplane? An airplane, you spend Hanukkah night in an airplane. You like the name of Hanukkah on the plane. You can get away with it. Do it at home too. So if you can light the name of Hanukkah, it's a smoking place. Now that's it. Right in there, it's kind of a bite. Bite. Falcon, it's been a royal reserve, Ireland. Anyway, so, this is the rough, you need a bite. So, one of these two, Machlokes, yes.
From the first sheet,
though, you write,
even if you got away with it,
you're going to write with it? No, because you
lift, you write, you're
going to write. Right. He said, my husband, like this, if you say it's a simple bichas haroeh, it's a simple bichas haroeh. It's a simple bichas haroeh. I see something and did something, then preface that is found by giving sheva. So the shalt and eat him. It's machai needs to give sheva. So then, mavlik, not mavlik, it's a bichas haroeh. So, therefore, even someone will be mavlik later on, should take a bracha now. Because right now, the first time you see, we have a chiyuv of bichas haroeh. And later on, the mavlik later will also be bichas haroeh. So therefore, and if that's the case, that it's a bichas haroeh, But then you have the second halacha, that even if you are modeling, you shouldn't say the Sha'at Nisa until after you're modeling. First you should modeling, and then say Sha'at Nisa, because once I have to be a lower. If I don't see it, how can I say a Bircha Sha'at? So if Bircha Sha'at Nisa is Bircha Sha'at, so we come up with these two conclusions. First of all, whether you'll be modeling later on or not is irrelevant. If the first time you see the candle, you should say Sha'at Nisa. And second, you should only say Sha'at Nisa after the candle is burned. So if I even have a modeling, I should not say the Sha'at Nisa before. I should say it only after I do.
Yeah, well, then why don't you say it even if you lived before?
You already said Sha'at Nisa.
Then the Sha'at Nisan becomes a Birchat HaMadlik. But the Birchat HaMadlik, and that has an additional key. It's like, it's almost like a Birchat HaMadlik.
If I'm rowing, I'm walking on the street, I'm going to be modeling later, it's taking me to skip what I'm doing now, not to respond to the media, and to say, I'll get a bigger mitzvah of Sha'at Nisa later by waiting for the hadlach, because I should be late for later, yeah. Birchas HaMoah, right, that's how the Nesha Chanukah is, because you said before, that's the scheme of hadlach of Nesha Chanukah, so I did not. Now, the Rosh has two things. First, he says, Reb Chaim, on his way home from Shul, Chanukah, used to walk with his eyes covered, just to look down on the ground, and had his hands around his eyes, not to see any other than there. Chanukah, he didn't want to have a Mechayu of a Birchas HaMoah. So the Sam Rishonim, Reb Chaim always tried to negotiate with as many Rishonim as possible. So from the Sam Rishonim, the fact that I'm going to go home and be modeling at home is not a tour. Of Birchas HaMoah right now. So therefore, when he kept his eyes down, not to see any sign of the candles until he came home of his own. Sounds the candles, that's number one. And then, they wanted to be Yotzei as many sheikahs as possible. So they came up with the following, they said that the first night, the main problem is you say the Sha'at Nisa in the house. You say before you Mavlik, it's Birchas HaMoah, but I say after Mavlik, it's Birchas HaMoah. The first night, Shulchan Aruch says you make it before. Shulchan Aruch passes that it's Birchas HaMoah. Shulchan Aruch also passes that if you're going to be Maverick later, you should wait for the Shabbat. Make a Birchas HaMoah. You make it before. However, the Chaim said that the second night, you can be Yotzei both sheikahs. What do we do the second night? Second night, you make a Mahavik National Chanukah before the first candle. Then you light the first candle without a Shabbat. Then you look at, of course you're looking at it, so then you say Sha'at Nisa, then you model it the second candle. Now if you do it this way, you make the Sha'at Nisa half of the first, before the second candle on the second night, that Sha'at Nisa can be worked both directions. It can be viewed as a Birchas HaMoah on the first candle, so I'm making it after the first candle is lit, and it could be a Birchas HaMoah before the second candle. That's why I'm making it. And this, of course, in the Shittoso, we said before that the Rav of Chaim held that the Mahadrin, a Ner Chanukah, which is a Ner of Mahadrin, the second candle, the full Chesed of Ner Chanukah, the full Chal Hashem, here's the Manet, and has all the conditions of a full Ner Chanukah, so therefore it's mitzvah in a Birchat HaMoah. To make a Birchat HaMoah based on Mahadrin, and Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. Instead, in terms of the Yosef, which is why I've left at 5 o'clock and make his own being of mitzvahs and halacha later on, so don't mahadim. Because mahadim in Ner Chanukah is a full kingdom of Ner Chanukah. Now the Rav said that this also explains the Masechet Sofer. Masechet Sofer writes that you do like this. You say it's a very interesting Masechet Sofer. He writes the Seder of Hadlakas Neir. He says you make the bracha Muhammad Nesh Lachanukah, then you say Haneir Talalu, and then you say Shas Nisim Shachiyah. Not like we do. The Siddur says you do. Then you say Aneir Salalu. The second Sofer puts Aneir Salalu after Lahavnik, before the Shah Sanis. So the Rosh Hashanah started like this, because Aneir Salalu, according to the second Sofer, is part of the mitzvah of Pirsim Manet. Because Pirsim Manet, Rosh says Shevach Hazor Hashem. So Pashim means to have to light the candle. And I have to explain to people what this mess is all about. So say, there's a Kodesh Shem, and etc. Eastern is right. And then, so it's, to say it's explained as a Kuntanet of Palalu is actually part of the Pismanet and part of the Shevach Raizot. So therefore, right after you make the Havlaka, you should explain what am I being mabit. And clearly, in a Kuntanet of Sechet Sofer, the Shah Sinisim is a Birchat Haroah. Mavlik. Say the Birchas Lashik Mavlik. Say Aneir Salalu and Mavlik. Now I have a full Mechanical. Aneir Salalu is part of the Kodeya of the Chalais Shem Chest of the Chest of Mechanical. This is called Mechanical because I had a Rishma and I explained that there was Mavlik and what this thing is. And then I look at it and I see the Mechanical and I say Shaosin is the Rishma. It's a Sheva from Dol Hashem through a Bracha. According to the Masechet Sofer, it's all integrated into the Kiyum of Pirsim Hanes. The Kiyum of Pirsim Hanes is a Havlaka which then is followed by Neir Salalu, which then is followed by the Shevach of Bracha of Shah Sinis. Now this leads us to the Halacha of Atein Hoy Bois Hanes. The Gemara says that Noshim Achayovet Chod Atein Hoy Bois Hanes. The Gemara mentions this in three places, in Hanukkah, in Megillah, and in Abba Kota Shoyayim. All three have the same common denominator of Pirsim Hanes. It also says, such as the Kasha Megillah, Bat Dalet, have again, Sukkah, other mitzvahs, why don't you say, Achim Hoi Bais Hanes? They also went out of the Tzias Mitzrayim. They don't say, women are Chayobis, Sukkah, the Kota. So, Tyson, okay, has this or the Mahalach. So the Rav said that the court of our Mahalach is not a Kash court. Neir's Hanukkah, Tal Kaisis, Tal Chelus, Siddiqis, Mitzvahim, Gilah, all of these mitzvahs, the Pirsim Hanes, the Shevach is the actual Chetzah of the Kiyumah mitzvah itself, not the Kiyumah Shevach was our Mitzvah. Yeshua. But in Sukkah, the reason may have been, the reason so it says, my head is there, the Taka has this historical background. However, that's not the key. The key of Sukkah is simply sitting in the Sukkah, just by the way, against the Bach. The Bach writes that normally Mrs. Anasi has Kavana, but Sukkah would say, you do should have Kavana because you have to know that my head is there, Sechem is part of the key. So the Rosh said, it doesn't accept the Bach. And the Rav said, no, the Sukkah is just a mice and myth of Yeshiva the Sukkah. The Tav, so it says, my head is always there. Many reasons, but this is mitzvah, but this isn't the Tav. The Tav is the actual field. So, having heard by Isa Nes, and women are Chayobis, is only when the Nes, and the Shevach for the Nes, is the actual Esam Kiyuma mitzvah, like the name is Hanukkah, Kriyat Megillah, or Dalet Kasher Shel Yayin, but not the Sukkah. Then in Matzah, there's a whole discussion in Tosfos movement. Also with Avin Haibos Nesha, the Rav said that his parents would not work in Matzah because in the Chanami, Matzah, the Ramban said that eating Matzah itself is a typical of Mitzrayim. So therefore, you could maybe argue that he should have said Avin Haibos Nesha in Achilas Matzah. Now, in Avin Haibos Nesha, the Tosfos says the Megillah, that if a woman reads the Megillah, she's not mercy a man, the Ba'ab, because she's only offering her voice on this. So I know in one of the songs, we wrote, I think, six different children, the Rosh Gaines in that church. I don't remember which day, but the first. But the Megillah Lavu, the Ramosh Salvation, he said that the child in the church is why women cannot be mighty men clear from Megillah. So the kasha is that the Gemara's Beferish and Shabbos, Gemara and Shabbos, and that's Chagayim, Gemara's Beferish, that just they were said, my wife is not a big story, my wife is not a time, she's mighty men, Beferish and Gemara, the women are only kind of asking her voice on this. And a woman is mercy a man, and I walk as man as Hanukkah, and Kriyas Megillah is off the Bahar. A woman cannot be mercy a man. So what the chiluk? So as Marisha Salvation said, the chiluk is that in Kriyas Megillah, there's Kriyas Megillah, there's two kings. There's one king, the Kriya, the Marisha, you can tell she's a child. From a class, it's a king of Kriya. Women we know in general are mufka from Talmud Torah. So that key of Talmud Torah which men have, you can't say she's chayedah because of Afin Ha'ibayt on that. She's not a bad key of Talmud Torah. However, there's a second dimension to the key of Megillah, which is also appears in the net. He says, Rav HaShah Tanitzim. The story of Yishevah Chayedah Hashem that have been refined from the net. So there are Machayim women in that second dimension of the Kiyam of Megillah, the Kiyam of Kirsman. However, Ne'er Hanukkah, the whole Kiyam basically is Kirsman. The whole Kiyam is Kirsman. So in that sense, women are just like men. So therefore, women can be mostly the men. And of course, you get into a problem here because you said before that Ne'er Hanukkah has a double Kiyam. Kiyum of Hadlaka, as well as the Kiyum of Kirsmanes. So the problem. What was that? I don't really know, in general, that the Rav used to like to say, as far as this problem, that if a wife lies in the house where the husband is not there, she's not even going to see him as the Kiyum of Hadlaka. Because my Hadlaka he didn't do. She did the Ma'is Hadlaka, and the Rav was very much opposed to say that she's a shliach. She's not a shliach. Because in general, the Rav Chaim felt that there's no shliach can't be a shliach if it's to do a mitzvah. Because Rav Chaim held that shliach is only shliach when there's a bayim, and there's no violence on the mitzvah. There's no shliach in the mitzvah. So only by a bayim, like in a carbon, you have it in a shliach by giving the institution. Like a chumemka, but not in plain mitzvah, there's no shlichut. So a woman would like to more than ever said that she's a shlichut. So the special halacha, is that since he's the Baal HaBayis, and there's a Ne'er Hanukkah in his bayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'er Yishuv Beis, so that the bayis has a chesed of Ne'er Hanukkah, so everybody in the bayis is yotzei, because they're po. But what are they yotzei? They're not yotzei the king HaBlacha, she didn't do the nice HaBlacha for him. She's not a shlichut. But there are Yosef, the king of Pierce and Manes, in the bank. So according to the Rav, again, if he comes home and wants the light, namely, he wants to get the king of a nice bad locker. So now he can do the Torah's Mahajan. So according to the Rav, if once he's already Makayim, who is wife, the king of Pierce and Manes, to the fact that the candle is in his bank, so then the man he's passed from a nice, from this bad locker. There's no, the mitzvah has, even if you say there's two mitzvahs, Hadlaka plus Pierce and Manet, but the mitzvah Hadlaka is only to light a candle for which I will be Makayim, the main key which is Pierce and Manet. So then, because you have all these Hadlaka that have to light it, if it's Tishka Hamish, Tichel, and Manashok, so the man of Pierce and Manet, you must have to have a Shia Shemen, which is Pierce and Manet, I have to have enough floor to last, which is Tishka Hamish, Tichel, and Manashok, I have to put it within 20 amets. Because there's a mile that's a mile, people don't see it. So all this, even if you say that the mitzvah has locker, but the mitzvah has locker is only to create a Ne'er Hanukkah, which is a Ne'er Hanukkah which has pierced in my neck. the next step is Mrs. Hadlaka per se. The Mrs. Hadlaka is a Mrs. Hadlaka together with a separate kiyum of Pirsum Hanes. So the Mrs. Hadlaka is totally on the Pirsum Hanes. The Pirsum Hanes is a Snai and all the Dinam of Hadlaka, the Chesan, the Shemen, and the Zman, and the Makam. All the Dinam of Hadlaka are totally in the kiyum of Pirsum Hanes. The kiyum of Pirsum Hanes is the Ikka kiyum of Hanukkah. So therefore, what is the husband accomplish when his wife writes them in the house? A nice hadlaka he didn't get from her. So she gets a nice hadlaka. She's not a shliach. He doesn't even know what she does with it. He didn't discuss it with her. But the Ramona says that there is, in fact, in those days, the Ramona used to leave their wives for a long time. And Kiva left his wife for how many years? So very many, a lot of years. So you don't know how long his day was away from his house. He said, my wife left lights in it. So, you don't have to have a description. Not a shliach. So Kima Vlaki never got. He got the Kima, Pierce Manet, but since I have a Chest of Nechana, which is the main Kiyu. And have Vlaki, you don't need them. What else is the kind of Pierce Manet? That's the Rav was very concerned about it. That there's a switch, that the Mahadrin says, never cholecha ve'echad, and all of a sudden, the Maisa Adlaka becomes the king of the Me'atma. Because Pirsum Hanes already was Mekayim. The special, that this is the new kind of a Mahadrin, that the Gufish of Mitzvah, in a sense, is changing. It's changing from a king of Chepsa, that I have a Yachad, to a Chepsa, which created Pirsum Hanes of Hanukkah. I'm about bias, my bias is such a man. And now all of a sudden, a new Maisa Mitzvah and a king of Me'atma to do a Maisa Adlaka, like putting on Filin or Sheikh Mubanes, the new Mitzvah to light in Me'atma, to do a Maisa of Adlaka Me'atma. In fact, the Rav went in, I don't have the time today to go through it, but there's a whole big shiur that he discussed that many Mishonim don't discuss it. This is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Nelachol Echad Ve'echad means that each person likes his own name of Chanukah. But many Rishonim, including Tosfos, and many Rishonim say that the Rambam also, do not have this hiddu of Kol Echad Ve'echad. No, there's no such a hiddu for that. Every person writes his own name is kind of course. There is no such a thing as a Ma'is Adlaka, which doesn't create a chesed of a Nevishim, which is the only thing to do, a chesed of a Ma'is, and a chesed of a Ma'is.
The person that has to
The Rav said there's no difference where the spot. The spot is irrelevant. The first one, a person wife, is supposed to be a hikar man. So it's on the right spot, the left spot, that doesn't make any difference. Okay, now the few other points, and then we'll have to stop because I have enough time. The Rashba says that there's two zman. The Rashba has the Kasha, here the Gemara says, Ashi Techolet Avanashuk. A certain amount of time, people in the streets. Meanwhile, the Mishnah says, in Megillah, call the Mishnah Kosh, and sort of Malayla, and sort of call a Laila. If you have a mitzvah to do at night, actually, it's a whole mess. You have a whole night to do the mitzvah. So, how do you put it together? So, the Rashi Taka said, in the Hanani, there are two Zmanim, and one is the Chatzir, or one is the Yedin. Chatzir, you should not pick one of the Nashor. But the Yedin provides the whole night. So, where are these two Zmanim? So, in the Hanani, according to this, this could be the longest of the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, there are two kiyumim in their Hanukkah. One is the kiyum of Hadlaka, and the kiyum of Pirsum Hanes. The kiyum of Hadlaka is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. To eat matzah at night, to say Kiyus Omer at night. There's a mitzvah to light in their Hanukkah at night. It's nothing to do basically with Pirsum Hanes. So even though it's very late, it's beyond Tikkurat and Hanashuk, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I can still light it. There's no Pirsum Hanes. So I like it. There's another kiyum of Pirsum Hanes. The kiyum of Pirsum Hanes should be only as long as people are up to school. So the Rav came up with an unbelievable chiddush. This is the get the chiddush. So the Gemara says, it doesn't get to us, this chiddush. The Gemara says that Nech Hanukkah, you should light a set of fires to the chutz, or if you live upstairs on Aliyah where people will sit. However, the Shas is Takana, you should light the Nech Hanukkah indoors, the Shachana put it outside, the garden might hurt you. Yeah, and then the Shachana is a dying, even when you say, so the Shachana And basically that's what we're doing nowadays, we're lighting candles inside. So the Ramah says, when you light the candles inside the house, you have to put it in a place that people should know it's a nechat. You shouldn't think that it's a regular net, because if you think it's a regular net, there's no piercing the net. It's a whole different shear that the din of hex. I don't have the time now to go through all the values, but there's a din that you have to put it in the mokum where there's a heker and clear that it's piercing the net. It's a mitzvah of no heker. Since there's our cause, when it's piercing the net, the whole net is possible. So the mok, so that's why we have to have the shamish. The mok says that even if you like indoors, you put in a place where you will know it's special. It's not the regular net. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't say this additional tonight if the Gemara puts down to put the name of Hanukkah in a special place people know it's for Hanukkah. That's right, the Pshat HaKonam, the Pshat HaKonam, and then he says, when the table is good enough. So what's the table near Chal Shulchan HaDai? Why is the table different than a chair, a cabinet, a shelf? Why don't we have to ask, what's wrong with the Shulchan? It's inside, So he wrote that, the Ram seems to say a big chibish of it. According to Rambam, you know, he just wrote his mom, but the way he writes it, it's very astonishing. Imagine Rambam, that the man had mamish, basically, done his Shulchan. This is his table. So everything might be a table from those days, not like nowadays. You have 50 tables in the house, 100 chairs. You have one table, one table, one chair, one there. But no, he had that. He had more than that. So he has this one shulchan, one chair, and he put them there Hanukkah. So, and that's our food. And he had a shulchan, he was trying to come and die. He didn't have a shulchan. Look, he was schnitzler. That if a person actually walk into the house and see what's going on, he won't say this is a Ner Hanukkah. The faith is not there. There's no hacker whatsoever. Inside the house, and there's no one shulchan that he uses to eat, to write, to do everything. He has the evidence there. He would have shamish, but neither this is a Ner, this is a Ner that he's using. So, Zayin, it means that the Machanish, a Chibish din, and Bishad, a Takana, that you can write a Ner Hanukkah without this. That's how the Rav interprets the Rav. That the Chiddush of Shas and Takana wasn't stamped. That they said, 1,000 people from the street won't see it. You have 5 people at home, they'll see it. So they said, okay, instead of 1,000 people, have fun. No, that is a tremendous Chiddush that you can write name of Chanukah, the Shas and Takana, inside, Al Shulchan, Ibadayah, it's good enough. It means that there's no piece of a nest whatsoever. That people think it's stamped in there. But you know, when you read it, that's a name of Chanukah. This is a This house, this city moves, unbelievable problems. Because Texas has tremendous problems. You light indoors. We also have very big problems. You light indoors with the piercing the nest. With the piercing the nest, it's a big. Why is the piercing the nest when you're lighting it indoors? Anyway, we also have all kinds of chumras. And when you light indoors, like we do, first we should turn on all the electric lights. The rough side. Because no one should think that this nest kind of is for sound light. So, you can't say a shamish. One candle doesn't prove anything nowadays. The shamish is the quantum rubber is wasted. No. You have to have all the electric lights. Electric lights. So then, you see in their Hanukkah, they'll say, oh, there's something special in the net.
Then the lights should be on.
They should be on. Then you learn. It should be happy. Then the question is, also the big question, how long should the candles burn? How long? So here the Rav has another chumra. The Rav's chumra is that it varies. The Rav is right. I still am in the shuk. Shukachot Yishol, yes. It could be a half an hour more. What am I going? Yes, that's it. I don't come around by people saying it's true for more than half an hour. You should let the candles have it all bit more. And so the Rav said that nowadays people basically that man who gave the shoes said people take you up to 12 o'clock at night. And it's from fun. The shoes will come. He gave a whole chesed. He said, first there's a rush hour traffic, then during supper the shoes are quiet, and then they go out to the theater. And they come home from the theater, and the restaurant is 12 o'clock at night. I know it's talking about maybe Boston.
place. Here, I don't know, here's the difference about washing eyes. Here, washing eyes, it's going to, I don't know, sandwich, anyway, all on that. So, all talking, all pleasure. So anyway, he came out of the pshat, then according to him, that's the great one that's short. And the Rambam also was interested in the chita and the zman and the shaman. The Rambam writes, he put in as much shaman as the chalegam and ashok. The Rambam doesn't write that it's like growth. Everyone knows half an hour of shaman. The Rambam's lotion in Hilchos Hanukkah here is that if you put in enough shaman, it should last as the chalegam and ashok. Let's say you light 15 minutes before the chalegam and ashok, 15 minutes of shaman. You light a half an hour before the chalegam and ashok, a half an hour of shaman. It varies. It's not an objective amount. Because that means you have to put enough shaman to get all the piercing on that, which is possible. That's the sheet. It's a variable sheet. What's that nowadays? Last till 12 o'clock? Regom and Ashur. She put the chest of Shemen up to last till 12 o'clock. I love that. We're lighting nowadays inside. You light inside. The person said, if you light inside, forget about all the tomorrows about the Regom and Ashur. It's irrelevant for us to write into the Bnei Abayim. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam calls me of the Regom and Ashur. Then he calls a separate Allah, which I have to call him, Shulchan and B'dayim, doesn't hold that there's changes like that, there's not anything. The Allah says this, the Allah of Tulem and Ashok is a man that depends on the street. Even dividing our Shulchan and B'dayim, but you have to have enough Shemen, Ashok and B'dayim and Ashok. It means the change, even though the Chetz of the Ner is not really for piercing the Ner. So anyway, it became very complicated. Anyway, he has kulis and chumis, so I don't know. You know, that's carry the chumis. So you put on all the electric light. You put enough shemen that it should last as long as you think people are out on the street. On your block, even though you might be in the 20th, and you're riding inside, you're spreading a story upstairs, but you should make this man for the shemen also for the people on the street. So anyway, you should make sure that it burns at least till 12 o'clock at night. And also, you should light it. The Rambam writes you should light the Shah Shkia. The Rambam is a big mountain. So Shkia, there's a machlokas in the Rambam, what he means. The Muhammad writes that the Rambam means set. But the Goyim says that the Rambam means Shki itself in the sunset. So anyway, the Rav said that his minute was to light the Shki when the sun sets. So if you want to light either when the sun sets or by Sefer Kechavim with enough oil, so it would equal 12 o'clock tonight. Just anyway, this whole thing is very special to the that inside the house is no natural piercing and that. It's a different halach. Okay. It's not like Tosha said, when you light inside the house, it's piercing and that, so there's an air body. They say the Briska Rav is to sit and look at Neir Tanaka. If you light Neir Tanaka, the Briska, of course, it kept you warm. Shman, or Shimon. So, going to 12 o'clock, you would just sit and look at the Neir Tanaka. So 12 o'clock. So I want that because he had that. It's a king of Pierce Manet. He's not like a young. The Rav said, Shulchan of the Diamonds is no Pierce Manet. But still, this man is measured by as if it was Pierce Manet. So I say it's a paradoxical idea. But the Brisk Rav back up, it is Pierce Manet, like Tessa said. But not if you look at it once. As long as you look at it, it's Pierce Manet. The man I should look at is a king of Oa, a king of Mia, to look at the name of Hamas. So look all down. So just sit and look at Neil Tanaka. It's an easy mix. Look at the camera. Think about it while you're looking.
It's only until last time you're in the or it's the whole night.
The Rajgur is not just the whole night.
No, it's not the whole night.
The Rajgur.
Why?
No, you can stop it. Fifth leg on the Nashuk. It's not his own. It's not his own. I don't know. Fifth leg on the Nashuk. Later, after, he said, according to the Rajgur, it's the fifth and the next stop. It's just the whole night. It's a team of luck. Alright, anyway, you can bring a file, but I'm leaving your ideas in the file. And, Yeah. So Rav wanted to say an opposite idea also in the sin of Achsanoi. The Gemara says that an Achsanoi is a guest for someone who doesn't have anyone at home to like for him. He has an Eitzah, the Gemara says, of giving a penny to the Baal HaBayis in Shtat. And he's Yotzei with the Baal HaBayis is Ner. So it's an Eitzah for someone who's a guest. So Rav wants to say just the opposite by Achsanoi. That the Achsanoi really is not his bias. Not his bias. Since it's not his bias, so basically he should have nothing. But the Gemara says he can write the shifts of the status. And that is that the Chazal has lachmanis, person for guests, the Hanukkah, he makes parties, or maybe the yeshiva boy, he wants to have his sales, the yeshiva boy. What's he supposed to do? He's a guest by someone. You know, yeshiva boys that wander around, they don't have a place to live. So. He was wandering around with the yeshiva boss, so what's he supposed to do? They had a chmanah to tell him, let's give him some mitzvah chanukah, something. So, he says that the kiyum that he gets, that Tanoi gets, he gets really not his bias. He's not his bias. So he's not getting the kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. Not his ner chanukah for his bias. Somehow, the Baal HaBayis, by taking his money to pay for the ner, is giving him a chelik in the Maisa Adlak. That's what the Rosh did. Maybe that's annoying.